I'm Mary Angish with Charlie Nardozzi, our gardening expert. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, the other day I heard our Eye on the Sky meteorologist talk about the length of daylight hours and how it's growing and growing. I personally love it, and so do our houseplants. You've got some interesting houseplant varieties to talk about.
Yeah, you know, because we live in Vermont, especially this winter, we go a good 6-8 months, it seems, where we don't have things really growing that much. So it's nice to have some unusual houseplants in your house. And certainly any houseplant is good, but I've got some new ones that are kind of interesting. So I'm going to talk about two for the sun and two for more of a shady spot in your house. The first one would be a euphorbia called Peachy Mood. Euphorbia, or crown of thorns, is a very common houseplant. Normally the flowers are yellow or red. This one, of course, is a peachy salmon color. And the other nice thing about it is it's dwarf. So it only gets up about a foot tall, stays kind of bushy. You have to watch out with crown of thorns because it's called that for a reason. They have a lot of needles on them that can prickle you. But it's a beautiful plant if you have a sunny room because it just will flower and flower and flower. And you can even put it outside in the summer. A really easy plant to grow. Doesn't require a lot of watering. Just give it a lot of bright light. And another succulent that I really like is a crassula called Red Dragon. Now, this is a cascading plant. And the actual leaves look like tiles, like the tiles on the roof of a house. And if you give it enough sun, those tiles have a red tinge to them. It only grows 6 inches tall, but it cascades down, and of course, bright light is really needed for that. Now, for a shadier spot in your house, philodendrons, people are very familiar with those. Most of them are vining plants, but there's one that's more of a standing plant. It grows 2 feet tall, has nice big leaves to it, and the leaves have that heart shape to them. The leaves can get 12 inches in diameter. What's really great about this philodendron is that the veins are white in the leaves, so it really stands out in a shady spot. Likes high humidity, so you want to keep it in a place with other plants or a place that stays humid, but other than that, it's a pretty carefree plant. And the final one is really kind of weird. It's called a tacca. T-A-C-C-A, or the white bat flower. And this is another standing plant, gets a couple feet tall, big leaves, kind of like a prayer plant kind of shape to them. But the calling card is the flower stalk that comes up in the spring, and it ends up flowering with this big white flower that has all of these little, I'll call them whiskers, kind of hanging down. They're actually bracts, but they hang down about a foot long off of the flowers. It's really a wild looking plant. And this one, if you can grow moth orchids, you can grow this one because that's the kind of light that it needs. Again, likes humidity. It's a tropical plant, so it might be something you move out in the summer, but a really cool one, the white bat flower.
Wow, some of those plants sound so dramatic. That's so cool. Charlie, there's a couple of questions from listeners. This first one is from Doreen in Ripton, and Doreen writes, I've got a hydrangea. I'm trying to keep it alive in a pot indoors. It has dropped its leaves from last summer. Many promising buds, though, and new foliage emerging. Today, I noticed that there are what look like spider webs on the stems. What could that be, and what should I do? I really want to keep this plant alive.
Yes, Doreen. Those webs probably are spider mites, and that's a very common problem with houseplants, especially during our dry winters. They love dry conditions. So once you see the webs, that means you probably have a lot of them. Take a look at those new leaves that are coming out on your hydrangea. If you see kind of stippling on the bottom sides of them, that's another sign it's spider mites. If you get a magnifying glass, you might even see them. So what to do with them is to spray insecticidal soap or a horticultural oil on that hydrangea so you can kill them. The key with this hydrangea is just to get it to survive the winter. So even if those leaves end up dropping off or you pick them off because they're so infested, don't worry about it. Those other buds are there. And if those buds can survive, you'll be able to plant your plant out in the garden in May.
Bob in Colchester says, a couple years ago, just for fun, I planted some seeds from a lemon and a mandarin orange. Now I have 4 trees. I keep them outside in the summer and inside in the cold months. They seem to be doing well, but I don't have space for them inside. One lemon tree is going crazy. I hate to throw them away. What do I do?
Oh, my cousin did a very similar thing. She grew lemons and oranges from seeds with her grandchildren, and that was about 12 years ago. Now she's got these huge trees in her house, and she doesn't know what to do with them. The nice thing about the lemons and oranges, you can cut them way back. Give them a big haircut, maybe about half of them. Take it right down to a set of leaves or set of side branches where you can cut them back. The nice thing about this is it keeps the plant smaller, but it also might even stimulate it to flower and fruit, which can be a hard thing from seed-grown citrus. So give it a try and see what happens.
If you've got questions about your garden, send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org, and you can find the All Things Gardening podcasts wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.